Donald Trump has been indicted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election. This is the third time in 4 months that the former US president has been criminally charged. Now, to explain the latest developments in this case, I'm joined on the line by Professor of New Media and International Politics in UCD, Dr. Scott Lucas. Good morning.
Very good morning to you, Jen. Great to be here.
Thanks for doing this. Now, can you begin by explaining just what is the latest, what's the latest charges against the former president?
Well, the charges, technically, Jen, there's four felony counts, and they are conspiracy to defraud the United States. They are conspiracy to obstruct and actual obstruction of a government investigation and defrauding individuals of their rights. Now, what those legal terms mean, as the indictment sets out, is that Trump and his six co-conspirators allegedly carried out a four-phase plan, really, which was, to put it bluntly, a coup attempt. And that was, despite the fact he lost the election in November 2020, he was going to hold on to power. So phase one, beginning on election night, was to say, oh, this is a fraudulent election. So many people voted illegally, even though Trump and his advisors knew that wasn't true. Phase two was to go to the state legislatures and state governors and say, you need to get rid of the elected, the legally elected Biden electors, and you need to put in my electors, what are called fake electors instead, so that that would tip the balance in the Electoral College and he could still be president. When that didn't work, he tried to have the Justice Department declare the election invalid. And when that didn't work, he and his closest advisors tried to have Vice President Mike Pence block the congressional certification of Joe Biden as president, which took place on January 6th, 2021. But when Pence said, no, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to allow this process to continue, that's when Trump made a speech outside the White House and told his supporters, you need to march on the Capitol building.
Okay. Is there a chance that he would actually do some jail time here?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Jen, because remember, we're talking about, this is the third set of indictments against Donald Trump in less than 4 months. You might remember back in April, because he paid off a porn star named Stormy Daniels, mm-hmm. so she would be quiet about their sexual encounter. He carried out false business practices in recording those payments. That was 34 felony charges, not misdemeanors, felonies. Then the theft, or mishandling, as it's technically called, of classified documents, taking them from the White House, that's 40 felony charges, including each charge under the Espionage Act, you could get up to 10 years in prison. And under these charges, multiple years in prison. In other words, in theory, what won't happen in practice, in theory, Donald Trump could be sentenced to hundreds of years in prisons on the indictment charges that have already been filed, not to mention those that are about to be filed in a case down in Georgia, again, about his interference in the 2020 election.
But he remains very much in the race to contest the next presidential election in 2024. This is crazy. Will these latest developments impact that?
Well, you know, Jen, the legal position is that, and I still strikes me as strange, but you can be convicted of a felony and still become president. There's nothing to stop you from running. So we could have the situation in theory in January 2025 that Trump wins the election and is in prison at the same time. Now, in practice, let's take it step by step. There's a question here as to whether or not Trump is going to win those primaries. Mm-hmm. Now, they're still 6 months away. He's got multiple opponents, including the vice president, former Vice President Mike Pence. And so all I can tell you is yes, there are some Americans who are entrenched with Donald Trump come hell or high water. I know some of them. Some are in my family. But the paramount thing today, as we talk about these indictments, is the political process must not prejudice the legal process. You must not put your thumb on the scale by saying, oh, you cannot proceed with this because Donald Trump is a candidate, or indeed, as Trump and his people are doing, by putting out disinformation that the prosecutor, the judge, the grand jury, the judge's wife are all Democrats or all extremists. And by the way, what about the so-called Biden crime family?
If Trump becomes president again, right, if that happens, and it's likely it could he pardon himself?
We actually faced this question a couple of years ago, Jen, because when there was the Trump-Russia scandal, when the Trump campaign, and the Mueller report sets it out, did have contacts with Russian officials, even though that was never prosecuted because Trump was protected by the Attorney General, William Barr, he could have actually faced charges. And at that point, the debate was, who could he pardon? And the legal opinion came down on he could pardon almost anybody, including members of his own family, except for himself.
Okay.
But to be honest with you, we haven't tested that. So, you know, if we get to this point in 2025, when he's both prisoner and president, we're in uncharted waters.
Finally, beyond the election of 2024, beyond the legal cases, this is a very serious event for the overall American system, isn't it?
You know, Jen, and I'm kind of saying this not just as an analyst, but as a person who, as you can tell, grew up there. You know, this is the most serious challenge to the system that I grew up with, probably since the American Civil War in 1865. And if that sounds dramatic, just think about this, that for months, a president allegedly refused to accept his defeat, allegedly conspired with others, not only to spread lies about that election, but to incite his supporters to attack the center of our government. In other words, Donald Trump allegedly, and I think there's evidence to back this up, said, I'm going to take down the American system. Congress, the legal system, the American people will not stand in my way, even though I lost this election. If you allow this to stand, even if Donald Trump is gone, or long after he's gone, there are others who could try to exploit a weakened American democracy.
Scott, thank you so much for taking our call. Wow, there we go. That is Dr. Scott Lucas, is a professor of New Media and International Politics in UCD.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.